Hello.
Mr. Haldeman, sir.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's quite a gaggle of headlines this morning.
Yeah. Unavoidable, I guess.
What? Oh, sure. Sure. That's right. That's right. And, saying to Ron, I was, on the more, not the big headline, but one thing that burned me a bit was on the Vesco thing where Ron, where John had a perfect response, you know, those bastards would put the response down about the third or fourth paragraph, you know.
There you have it. That's...
Yeah.
Par. That's what we get on all of them.
Par for the course, isn't it? Right, right, right. I was wondering what time you and John could be up here. I mean, if we could...
Well, I haven't talked with John yet this morning. We're both trying to finish up our...
statements.
Written things, and then we got lawyers are standing by to go over the stuff with us, and then we can, you know, get up as soon as we do that. Let me raise the point of today versus tomorrow again. You still feel strongly that today is, is better?
I do, for a reason that, Bob, the most important thing that I have got to do is to make that speech, and I've got to get this. I mean, if we make the decision today, that doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference. I've got to work on it and write it.
So I assume the decision's made.
Got it, made. All right.
The question, and we got into this in some discussion last night, was that the concern of writing it again gets to this Dean question, which really does bother the legal guys.
I know
that if we go today and ride through.
Looks like
a 48-hour period with Dean sitting here and us out.
Yeah, that's right.
We got a problem. If we go tomorrow,
and we just move in
and then
right
move
away.
On Monday with Dean, it looks like a logical sequence, and it moves right into your speech on Monday night.
Right. Tomorrow's fine, John. Bob, tomorrow's fine. But
that was the strong feeling last night.
All right. Well, that feeling does. The time is all right, provided we make the decision. The decision, I think, is
okay.
Is made now. And,
I'm going on the assumption that we're not questioning
right.
the decision at all.
That's
we're,
right.
We're trying to get
the main thing is to get
your, right.
is to get your statements written in the best possible way. You know,
yeah.
Take that high ground, and then go on it, because we can't. Because I'm proceeding on that assumption in writing my talk. You know,
right.
I'm not going to mention you in the talks. I didn't plan to.
I wouldn't think you should.
Yeah, I don't want to mention Dean or anybody else.
You oughtn't to mention people.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say that they have done this and so forth and so on. But no, I'm not going to damn anybody. You know what I mean? Or mention or fail to damn. And then because if I mention, I've got to then get into other things. No, the talk's going to be more. I've done a lot of.
It's
got to
be broader than just the specific.
That's right, And it can be a pretty good talk, Bob. It really
good.
Can.
Good.
I mean, it's about the right time. You know, it's not to be, not to say, it shows you sometimes that maybe you're right. The timing is that way. Believe me, if we had gone, let's go back a month and had a Haldeman get out and make a statement.
It would have
been a disaster. If we had, that's what's come out. If we had, for example, gone last week, you know, and they were thinking about it, that would have been wrong because, you know, we wouldn't have known about some of this other crap that's going to come out, like the gray thing, you know.
Yeah.
The thing, you know, we thought it was, we knew it was there, we didn't know it was going to come out. And it's best to hit after they've thrown a lot of their wad, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And then crack it. See my point?
Yep.
The timing situation, that's what we did with the fun, you know. I kept waiting and waiting and then finally hit when the... So I want you to know that I feel that our timing is
good.
Probably about right. About right.
I think so, too. I think in the long range, when you look back at it, it'll show us...
You got another minute?
Sure.
Yeah. Got a little cold, you know.
I got to say, that sounds
like a little run down, I guess, but it's, you know, these, like you fellows, it's,
did you get some sleep?
Oh, some, yeah, it is. What the hell? But, enough.
I'll try to get some, because you got to look good on Monday night, too.
I'll look good.
Don't come on looking tired and haggard.
I'll have some nice makeup, and, you know.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to take a swim. I'm going to do everything I can.
Good.
That's why I'm glad I'm here. I'm here alone. Didn't have the family come up and all that, you know. Just so you, we keep all this in a proper context, I want you to know that I look back to the Truman thing, and it's somewhat similar. I remember they appointed a special prosecutor, Newbold Morris, and they found he was involved in the ship scandal, and then he had to be fired, and then so they fired Newbold, McGrath fired Newbold Morris, and then Truman fired McGrath. So in other words, we had an attorney general and so forth. Here, ours is bigger. Ours has got the, not bigger in terms. That was scandal. It was stealing. But here we got, we have an FBI director and you fellows, and then, of course, for a former attorney general.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the big fish. The little fish, they aren't going to give one shit about, believe me. They aren't going to care. Could I ask you to give some thought to this, on this leave thing, as to whether, so that some of the lower guys could do it in their right way, as to whether Strawn, for example, ought to ask for leave, you know what I mean, or I don't know, he's still negotiating with the U.S. attorneys and that sort of thing. Or,
is he?
Well, that's what I think. Yes, I think he said that they haven't. When I say negotiating, he's just I don't think he's negotiating to do anybody in. They're just talking to him,
yeah,
you know, trying to get him to say what the hell he's going to say. And Strawn sticks to his, he's sticking star. He's tough. But I was wondering, do you think Strawn, Moore, people like that, any of them should move, or should just let them sit there and be witnesses?
I don't know. I think if you start down,
start down that road,
everyone
who's
a witness, you're going to get so damn big people. As soon as it appears that anyone's a target, they ought to, probably. Or that they're going to be heavily involved in terms of time.
Exactly. In other words, it's a question. Strawn is not a target yet, is he?
I don't know.
No.
I didn't think he was. Last I heard, they had told him he wasn't.
No. I'm only referring, Bob, to the public mind.
Yeah.
The public mind.
Well, he isn't in the public mind.
That's all I care about. The target shit. I'm not going to have people go out, you know.
And he's such a small fish in the thing that
that's right.
He doesn't really. He's not like Magruder, who is a key factor.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, on Dean, I've been doing some thinking. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I've got a very tough plan for him. I mean, it will be handled properly. I mean, you know what I mean. And I'm not going to. I mean, the way we've thought it through, it's going to be very peremptory, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to balance it.
I'm not going to see him. That's my point.
Well, you sure shouldn't.
I'm not going to see him. I'm not going to have. He can't come dicker with me. And I've got it all worked out in my mind due to the fact that when I have Garment see him, I'll say the U.S. attorney has said that I should not talk to anybody who's. I should not talk to him because he's discussing, he's negotiating with them, and that he, the U.S. attorney, I mean, the assistant attorney general, is the only one that can make any decision, and I've told him the decision is his, and that he has to make his own mind up based on getting at the truth. I'm just leaving it right there with him, and they're not about to give him immunity. It's interesting, there was a story in the paper this morning indicating if he didn't get immunity, he wasn't going to talk, you know. That's sort of a two-way sword, I suppose. He's trying to say, well, if he doesn't get immunity, we're covering him up, covering up for others, right? In another way.
Could be.
Huh?
It could be.
But that's all right. I don't think the public can give a shit about
that. I think you made your point on that no high-level official.
What's wrong? What's wrong? And
low-level people should get immunity so they can nail high-level people.
That's right. That's right. That's right. But I'm just going to do that in a way that's so that I move on him. Another thing too, if you leave him a little time, it gives him time to make up a damn statement.
That's right.
Here, I think maybe you're right. Going Monday. I mean Sunday. Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then and I'll just have.
It looks like it set the events in motion. In other words, you know,
it set them in motion, and I'm going to have. Garment, go in and tell Garment he's going to get a lot of threats, and he's to say, fine, it's all right, John, go out and do what you want. here it is. I mean, the president is...
I'm not so sure he will get all the threats on this one.
I think if
John and I are on leave, that Dean isn't going to resist it.
Really?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think... I think he'll hope that he doesn't, you know, when he...
Your move's going to surprise the hell out of him.
It'll surprise him. And then you got a question of which way he'll go. He might be smart enough to move to request to leave himself.
Yeah. Well, he isn't going to have much time.
That's right.
So you'll hit Sunday night, and then there's that. But he may request a meeting with me, and I'll say nope. Garment, go in and deliver the notes. I'll just have the note prepared.
Yeah.
And that's a brilliant idea, as I'm going to do him in a way that's at arm's length, and no more talks with him.
Well, you need that for your own record.
I sure do.
Just depending on how things bounce. But you need to do it, and it seems to me this comes pretty close in a way that doesn't antagonize him any more than you have to. And you've laid a groundwork. By our going, that
the small thing, but it's interesting that neither the Post nor the Times ran that story, that they were bouncing around there, that they said that Dean's, they learned from the U.S. attorneys that Dean's lawyer or Dean had implicated the president or something like that. They didn't run it. I wonder why.
I don't know. I wonder if they really have it, or if that's something they're just lobbing out. I still have the feeling they're throwing a lot of stuff around now to see how it bounces.
Well,
they must have some hint of it, but they're.
But no, you mean the Times, the Post?
Yeah.
No, I'm confident that they got some of this from them, because what I meant is.
But they got it from Dean's lawyers, and they don't run stuff just on his lawyers now. They apparently try to get one other source.
The other thing that they had the Times story was a curious one where Bittman was involved with O'Brien.
I haven't seen that.
You know what I mean? Bittman, O'Brien, Hirsch told Bittman, Bittman told O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
But that, of course, in my view, must involve a whole...
Well, see, Hirsch is running around talking to the lawyers and telling them things. Because he was talking to our lawyer, too.
But and your lawyer, he said that they had nothing on Haldeman, didn't he?
Yep.
Is that right?
But you know, you wonder whether he's
sucking you in.
Fishing on that, too.
That's right. Bob, one thing on documentary. I wanted to ask you a question. You know, I mark things in news summaries now and then, you know, to do, you know, do this, good God, check on this, what the hell is this guy doing, and so forth and so on. It was not your practice to make monoliths of those and send those to fellows like Dean and so forth. They don't have the verbatim to that stuff, do they?
No, what they have is a memo from the staff secretary saying it's been requested that you check such and such.
Does it indicate the president has requested?
No.
Good. That's
and,
fine.
And it doesn't ask for a report back to the president. It says, please report back to the staff secretary on your actions or something by April 15th.
Well, that's perfectly all right.
And then the originals of those go into your file.
Yeah.
You know, that anything with your writing on it is in your file.
On that, if Dean or anybody ever comes up with any of that, you just say, well, that was a routine thing. And
the only exception to that is once in a while when you did when you do a long note to me, or to possibly, no, I guess not even Kissinger.
Well, Kissinger,
may be also to Kissinger, where they, on those, they would make a Xerox and give it to him, but the original still isn't your file.
What I meant is, like, if I'd mentioned, do check this, check that, and Colson, I wonder about him.
No.
You didn't send him those?
No, he'd just get a checklist.
That's all we need. Okay, fine. Well, if that ever comes up, you just want to say that's basically there. We always do that with the new summary and so forth and so forth.
That's right. Well,
fine.
We do it. That's standard procedure.
Could I suggest then that you... First, as far as the decision, can I just in terms of my writing, which is terribly important, I've just got to go forward, can I assume that the decision is made?
Yeah.
I mean, you and John have made the decision, right?
Yeah.
Second, can I, you would not want to come up till tomorrow, then?
Yeah.
You would come up tomorrow, is that right?
At least that was the strong feeling last night, and
I
think that...
Now, there's any reversal on the decision I need to know.
Right.
Well, no, because I'll tell you what, I had a thought of talking to Rogers today. That's the point. But I don't want to talk to him unless, you know, and then have a, have a counsel or, you know, anything on that in this decision.
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. Let's just say it's made. Shall we do
right.
that?
Yeah.
Fine. And on this basis. And can we have that understanding now?
Yes, sir.
Fine. And so I could talk to Rogers. Fine. See what he had in mind. What he might do. What I had in mind, frankly, with him, just for your mention, I know I have the feeling that if we could get him to move, God damn, that would have a damn good effect, wouldn't we?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it really would. And you, I think you can really mountaintop him on it, that, and he'll buy it. There is a crisis here of enormous proportions, and this is the way for him to finish his service to the nation out, is by moving
right.
in and cleaning this up.
Right.
And he's the one man of impeccable authority in whom you have total confidence
right.
that can do it.
Right. He has a free hand
in all the world.
A free hand in doing the FBI, the following up on the, if he needs a special prosecutor, he gets him.
That's right.
It's up to him.
That's right.
So forth and so on.
That's right.
All right.
I think it would just be a master stroke. It would be enormously good around the country.
If he could do it, we could see the...
Well, you...
I noticed that even Billy Graham's come out for some special car.
Yeah, well, you know, he's just... agonizing with wanting to get it cleaned up.
I know.
Yeah.
And Bob, really, in fairness, they all are, aren't they?
Of course they are.
It's exactly the thing that I anticipated would happen this week, you know. That
yeah.
That's why we've got to stay just one step ahead of the curve.
Well, if you could do the Rogers move even before the speech, that would really be something.
Yeah, well, it's a long, long shot, but we'll see.
Well,
I'll call him up. Fine, thank you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
But remember, the decision is made, and
yes,
I'm going to write in that assumption.
Okay.